October 29th, 2005. You're listening to Owned.
Owned.
With your host, Dave.
EJ.
Dan.
And Kevin's not here because he's not here right
now. He's at some gay kid's house. We're not going to mention his name. He's gay.
He's not gay.
He likes Bam Margera more than
he likes men. A regular put it that
person
way.
Should.
Anyway, tonight's show.
He's got a fetish for Bam Margera.
On tonight's show, we got a review of the PSP game, Grand Theft Auto, the new one. What else do I have here? We got the PS... Wait, I don't... 40,000 yen? What?
The PS3 costs 40,000 yen.
Okay. We got 50 Cent gets in trouble.
Oh, shit.
For shooting crackers on Popeye's dog.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about Saw 1, because, you know, Saw 2 came out. We wanted to go see it. If Dan's dad wasn't gay, we would be seeing it right now.
Dan, if your dad chews me out on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're going to review this week's episode of South Park, new episodes. And Dan talks about WoW and Dan's stupid story of the week. And then we're probably going to do a petty prank call.
Yes, we will do a petty prank
we
call.
We got to think of it because none of you assholes wrote in and told us what to do.
You're all pricks. You're all dicks.
We love all our eight viewers, listeners.
Tiny Pete is not Jewish. Eight? I'm nine, dude. I downloaded it.
Okay, so nine.
I'll be 10.
You don't count.
Eventually.
I'll be 10 on Monday.
You don't even have an MP3 player. You got a Singaporeanese MP3 player. You can't even...
Yeah.
So, that's the show this week. So, how are you guys doing this week?
Pretty good.
If you lick this, you think you'll die?
No.
Oh. Actually, if you plug the wire into your calculator and then put the calculator cord in your mouth, it actually feels shocks.
If you put it...
Dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like no, the calculator... Yeah, the TI-83 cord. If you put it in your calculator and stick it in your mouth, you actually feel
what in
shocks.
Your mouth?
The cord. The other... If you put one into your cord in your mouth... Oh. In your calculator, and the other cord in your mouth, you actually feel electric shock.
Okay, let's talk about... Okay, Dave, review Grand Theft Auto now.
Alright, Grand Theft Auto for the PSP. This is probably, like, the most awaited PSP... I mean, you guys have
been
before, right?
I didn't even hear about it coming out. Like, I knew it was coming out, but I never heard... no commercials or anything, you know?
Yeah, it came out, like, last week, and I picked it up because I found some EB gift certificates, so I got it for about $10... Or Dan would get for free because he'd get from Singapore. But.
EV gay certificates.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Everything is legit.
It's all legit. It's but all don't legit. Raid his house with the cops. No, but seriously. So I bought it and I loaded it up and it's really good. I mean, if you like Grand Theft Auto 3 on the PS2, then you'll like it. It's basically the same
Vice
thing.
City?
It's not as big as Vice City or San Andreas. And there's no hot coffee mods yet.
Fuck!
I was waiting for the hot coffee mods to come out so I could see Tony Soprano,
Is he the main character? It's not black anymore? Dude, what the fuck is racist, dude?
Yeah, I was beating up some black guys because, you know, I hate crime.
Can you do drive-bys in this one?
You can do drive-bys, you can kill hookers, you can do anything. But, there's this funny part.
I gotta say something.
What?
Imagine killing hookers while killing hookers.
You're so retarded.
What the hell are you talking about?
No, I mean, okay, you're playing hooker, you're killing hookers in the game, doing drive-bys. You go and do a drive-by and kill a hooker.
Mean in real life?
Yeah, like you're, yeah. While you're gone.
Well, it lets you do that because it's portable.
That's the
which
best.
Is actually the best part about it, is that it's
best.
So cool, and it's portable, too.
You must have good
so I can play it during study hall, you know, I can play it on the bus when the bandies are talking about gay stuff.
History class.
Hey,
which got Mrs.
Pretty much.
Okay, let's continue.
Back
what's
on topic.
One?
I was about to say, I forgot. Oh, yeah, the hot coffee mod. Now, there's no hot coffee mod in this game, because, you know, I got Rockstar in a lot of trouble. But the funny thing is, one of the missions, and here's a little spoiler, so you cover your ears if you don't hear. But, if one of the ladies who you do a mission for, when you're done with the mission, she invites you in for a coffee, and your guy says, "No, not this time." So I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
That is pretty funny.
You can't
okay.
even choose. Oh, that's really great. I wish I had
it's
PSP.
Great. It's
low
frame rate issue, but
it?
It's basically the same thing as
you have a PSP. Right?
I don't even have a PSP. My brother has a PSP.
You have a PSP.
My brother took
everything
to college.
God damn it!
Your brother's taking up the butt right now.
That's why I have to earn $1.3 million.
I have to
earn.
It's a silent W.
I earned like $8 million in poker.
Yeah, did you win your poker tournament?
No.
Yeah, well, I tried it. I logged on as Freddy Krueger or whatever your name is, because you left it on, and I bet all my money and I lost, though.
It's let's play money, dumbass.
Oh. So, on the Dave scale of awesomeness, I'd give it a 9.5 out of 10.
Sick, bitchin', all right.
So, our next story is the PS3. Now, I forgot where I got this from, but it was recently rumored to cost 40,000 yen.
Now, what
yen.
Is that equal in America?
Yeah, dude, that's like 5
in
cents.
In Japan.
American.
It's not 5 cents.
You're a fag.
It's like, I'm not sure how much it equals, but
it's like 5 cents.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
That's, no, that's 40,000 pesos.
That, oh, pesos!
40,000 pesos equals 5 American cents.
Oh, that's really funny because if you think about it, what would 1 peso equal? Like not
point
even like
$0.001.
Not even like a gram?
No, 0.001.
Like you couldn't even get a gram of bread, like the tiniest little bit of bread for that.
For a peso. Dude, I wet my mole, ass with a peso.
A mole of pesos equals 1 American dollar.
No, dude, you wipe one your ass with like 50 peso. Pesos.
I thought pesos were,
Okay, let's stop talking about
okay,
pesos.
Okay, no more pesos.
God damn it.
Next story, 40,000 yen in Japan. So, I don't know. That doesn't sound like a whole lot of money. That's like an Xbox 360 price.
See, that seems a lot of money.
So Sony might not have been so much. Well, I think it's like $400.
And then we should do a conversion online.
Yay. Next story. That's some entertainment news. 50 Yay, Cent gets in trouble. His new movie, which I'm gonna go see, obviously, because
yeah,
it looks
too.
Awesome.
I do drive by, so
yeah, Richard died trying.
It's rated R.
You are talking like
see,
crazy.
He
We're
names.
We're gonna take turns. We're gonna take turns. Okay.
Fine.
50 Cent. He's a big boss of the now.
See, when you're talking by yourself, you like space it out all the words. So they're
okay, so I'm not gonna talk really fast because I'm Dave Fillion and I'm just gonna rely on
fuck up.
Okay.
Oh, man. Oh, God!
I'm
gonna
reverse the name. Okay. So, pretty much, 50 Cent, like the commercial, I think what got him in trouble was that the commercial had a gun in it, and I guess.
Oh,
my God.
But it's a depiction of his life, dude. Dude, his life is shooting people, getting cop and drops, stacking knots.
And rocking the north. Nouth.
No, I think he's south side.
He's the bouth of the north.
No, dude, he's the south side. Or no, he's the north side
he's
of the
south
side.
He's the south
side.
Of the
bouth. No,
he's the west side.
He's the west side. West side. I think he's the west side of the south side of the north side. I'm not really sure. I gotta get this one straight. Anyways, I guess you can talk now, Dave. Go really fast.
I don't talk really fast. I just talk clearly. All right. Saw. Awesome movie. Stop it. It's okay.
You guys, you can see Saw 2.
Saw 2.
I mean, rated R, kind of gay.
It
no,
came out
then,
today. When did it come
it's
out?
Your parents. It came out last night. It's because Dan's parents, Judah's out, and they want to go make out in the theater, and they wouldn't take us.
Yeah, we
I'm
were going to go see it because we're not. How old do you have to be?
17.
I think it's 21. Oh, no, 21 to get someone in.
I thought it was 18.
Yeah. No,
it's 17 to get in. 21.
Why do you have to be 18 to see an NC-17 movie if it's called NC-17?
No children 17.
No content 17 and under.
No children 17.
Content?
No content.
No chill. Oh, like you can't
no
even
content.
Get in with the parents.
When they're saying one word, it's not.
No
content.
Yeah, it's just blank.
It's all
a blank
fuck,
screen
shit,
all movie.
Shit, bitch.
Anyway,
fuck,
so we're
fuck,
supposed
shit.
To be discussing Saw 1 and talking okay. about Saw 2.
Well, I
actually,
think
actually, just to let you know, Saw 2 in Singapore right now is rated PG. Just like
well, yeah,
every
but that's
other movie,
they have ninja fights every day after school.
No,
and
no, no,
they
no.
Cut
it's
each
because
other up
they cut out everything. Saw 2 is actually 32-minute movie in
3 seconds long.
I'm serious. They cut out like the entire scene where they're like inside the room getting killed.
Isn't that the whole movie?
Yeah, that's the whole movie. So pretty much they have the beginning where they're like, oh, hi, I'm this guy. And then,
are you
and
telling
then
the truth?
It cuts. I swear to God.
Dude, you're doing us out on this
one. I'm not doing you out on this one.
Whoa.
I haven't seen it. I'm just reporting it.
All right, so apparently it's where it's 32 minutes in Singapore. So you want to go see the 32-minute version, go see it in Singapore.
Yeah, wait, Singapore's PG. Gay.
Anyway, I really like Saw 1. I just saw it
one.
Recently.
Okay, it's amazing.
It was awesome.
Recently?
It was, yeah, I didn't see it for a
I
while.
I saw it while in a hotel.
I rented it.
It was amazing.
You just saw it while having gay sex in a hotel.
Actually, go fuck yourself.
He is, in fact, metrosexual, so...
Dude, shut the fuck up. If this wasn't your house, I'd probably eat your flesh right now.
He can't eat your flesh in his own house. All right, so we're just kidding.
Is anyone home?
Bruno is my dog, in case you guys were wondering.
He takes
he's
it
a
up
pup.
Yeah, this week
he does not take it up
dude,
the butt.
Dan
he
sits
gives
there
it up
and
the
just,
butt.
No, Dan, you give it up his butt. Or no, does he give it up yours? Oh, you're the bitch this time. Oh,
I forgot. I can't remember.
Bitch.
We're Dan's talking from Dan's basement today. Last time we were talking from my house, and now we're in Dan's basement. It's
the
very,
house of your
it's very dark, and it's very quiet, and it's very spooky.
Just like Saw 2.
Ghosts everywhere.
The lights just went out. Oh, Jesus, get the shot.
Oh, Dumbledore's here. He's going to shoot us. He's going to
kill Snape. Okay. All right. Anyway, back on topic. Saw 2 looks really good. It's supposed to be similar to Saw 1.
Really?
But... better. Same stuff, kind of.
Yeah, Yahoo gave it a pretty bad review, but I think that that's because they gave the first one a bad review, and they didn't like the graphic depiction of violence, and the... You know, I thought the acting was kind of poor, like, in the first one.
Yeah,
it was
shot in, like, 8 days, right? Or 13
days. Yeah, it was a low-budget film.
It was only $1.2 million to make, and they made upwards of $100 million. So that's an amazing
profit. Yeah, I know, but you just have to consider that Yahoo takes it up the butt. So.
Yahoo?
Shut up!
Everyone, IMDb gave it a 7.5. I think that puts it on the top 200 list.
It's top 200. How many movies came out so far? Like 150?
IMDb has like every
world?
Movie ever
Oh, no, in the world. Oh, like ever?
Yeah, Retardo.
Oh.
I don't think Saw 2 is like one of the top 200 movies ever
no,
made.
No, no, it's probably going to go down. But
yeah, that's what usually happens.
I'm hoping it stays in the 6 range.
Yeah, I think I might have to call up Yahoo and declare shenanigans on this one.
Shenanigans!
Shenanigans.
Okay, so Saw 1, thumbs up, go see it. Saw 2... We think we should have seen it, but Dan's dad was gay. All right, next topic. South Park, new episode this week,
okay,
as there was last week. All right, so
very good episode.
Okay, I thought this one was better than the hurricane one.
Definitely. I agree.
Yep.
Definitely.
It wasn't a hurricane. It was actually hilarious. A flash flood from Beaver Dam.
Shut up, dude.
This one was awesome, though. The new episode was awesome.
Dave, please.
Fine, do it.
For 5 seconds. Okay. You can respond after. I just want to start it up.
Okay.
So pretty much, I thought it was really great because it made fun of a classic young children sort of stupid thing.
Stop making that noise! It's like it's going dunk, dunk.
The little girls too.
Stop it.
Okay. Well, okay. Many you probably already saw, but if you didn't, shut up, prick. I thought it was really cool because you know those little things you put. In between your thumb, I don't know. You put those things and you go like
the future teller.
Yeah, the
things.
Future teller. You go 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm gay. And you open it up. You say green or blue or fag. And you say G-R-E-E-N. And then like you do that. And you say, am I gonna get married? And then they say, no, you're a bitch. You take a pass. Yeah, it's like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I think it reminded me too much of that one episode, Butter's very own episode, where the parents were going crazy.
Yeah, they're always killing Butters.
Yes. I thought they were too similar, but they're
both
hilarious.
Line, where did that
oh yeah, okay. And I think one of the funniest lines in the episode is when Butters was on top of the roof, threatening to kill himself or saying he was going to kill himself. And then his parents came and they're like, "Butters, if you come down from the building right now, we promise we'll only ground you for a few weeks." And that was
pretty
funny.
I think the best part was right after that when they throw the pig off and they pretend it's Butters.
Yeah.
And the doctor runs up and like. Grabs like the
we lost him.
And says, he didn't make it.
Or when Butters inside the house dancing, and then
the
Cartman calls
when he's in the he's in the bathroom, and he's like, "You guys call me ugly and flat."
No. When Cartman calls and pretends to be his mom, and he's on the phone, and he goes, "Butters, you black asshole, what are you doing?" And
Butters
is
white.
I just
no
like,
one knows that.
Crap my pants on that
margarine.
One.
Margarine. So good episode. So yeah, margarine is like margarine. It's like butter and margarine. Get it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that. Oh, that's cool. Okay.
You didn't get it?
No, I didn't actually get that.
So it was a good episode catching on Comedy Central.
Oh my god, I just get that. Oh my god, margarine
talk about WoW right
and
now.
Butter.
All right. I think we should do. Okay, Dan's gonna talk about WoW, and we're doing. Me and Dave are gonna think of a petty prank call idea.
Meanwhile, while Dan's talking about World of Warcraft.
Talk about World of Warcraft. Let's go over here and think of a petty prank call.
Okay, you guys. World of Warcraft. I just have to say. Greatest game of all time. I have a rogue on Burning Blade and another rogue on Uther. Those are servers if you don't know the game. And I say rogues are one of the best characters in the game. And yeah. And overall, World of Warcraft is a very good game. You can do many things. There's 7 classes, I think. Yeah, 7 classes, 4 races per class. Yeah. Alright. You guys want to, like, come over here? I can't do this.
Oh my god. What are you
talking about? Talk about your wrong or something.
Okay.
This is a classic Jewish joke right here.
Okay, I'm walking around his house. Guess what I found just sitting around? A dreidel. Of all things to find a Jewish person's house, a dreidel.
You know what? Hanukkah's coming up soon, so I kind of need my dreidels.
Can I open it?
I'll give you $20 for that dreidel right there that you found in my basement.
I'll give you $20 for
that. Okay, my WoW moment didn't really work too well because I kind of didn't know what I was saying. Okay, I'll just talk about my rogue.
Me and Dave have
a all right, my rogue is good. He owns...
He takes it up the butt.
He does not take it up the butt. He kicks butt, okay? Shut up. All right. Anyways, my name is Grim Diablo. You can add me to your friends list if you want. Burning Blade and Uther, but I never play on Uther anymore because Uther's.
I had a level 56 warrior on Uther.
Yes,
I got totally legitly.
But
okay,
is Conquer, not fucking Warcraft.
Okay, okay, forget Conquer. But anyways, Dave over here, who's the host. Okay, anyways,
no, you won't.
He paid $2.
Oh God.
To get a bot that plays the game for him for a game that he pays $15 a month. So just that once he gets to level 60, he can stop playing the game, and then Blizzard bans him, and then he buys the game again just so he can do the same thing.
What a gay
prick.
I didn't buy it. I got the 10-day free trial from Eli.
That's gay.
Yeah, that's retarded. You take my 10-day free trial.
You didn't have a 10-day free
trial.
Yeah,
I know. My mom deleted it. I'm like, damn it.
So it wouldn't have been good for anyone.
You're talking way too loud, dude.
No, that's good. It's good volume.
It's going to come out like ass crap. Like
your mom's going to come out ass crap.
Dan, tell your retarded ass story.
Yeah, Dan, tell your stupid
story. Okay. I was watching the news this morning, and then there's this family in Michigan, and they have a cat. Cat. I hate cats. Cats are gay. And then anyways, okay, they had a cat, and it ran away. Like I said, cats are gay. And then it was in the middle of Michigan, cats run away. And then they put up, like, posters saying reward for my cat. And 10 days later, the cat was found in France.
Oh, my God.
I mean, don't tell me that's, like, retarded, because it's retarded. No, anyways, how did the cat get there? You're all wondering. Well, I'm not too sure, but they were saying something about, like, the cat ran 20 miles down a field into a warehouse, jumped in a box, got shipped to New York, and then ran onto an airplane and flew to France.
The cat didn't fly the airplane.
What are you talking about? He took the pilot hostage and tried to throw it into the
box cutter. All right.
Okay, here we go.
There we go. Do you have no reception? It might take a while to connect.
Huh? Okay, we're connecting.
You might not even be there.
There, that's a connection sound.
Okay, here it goes. Here it goes.
Shut up. Boot size.
Shit.
Don't turn it off. Oh, I'm gonna turn it off. No, don't dare. I'm not gonna touch it. Come here, come here, come here. Virtuous body. No!
Okay, that sucked. He didn't pick up the phone.
He can't call back. He can't call back, so don't worry. You're gonna have to try him again.
Okay, we're going to try it again a little bit later.
No, right now.
Right now, right now?
Right now, Botsex.
Okay.
He's going to figure it out every Friday night he gets a call.
Saturday, idiot.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry we couldn't do it last night because we were actually trying to see Saw 2, but then...
I got fucked up.
Yeah.
My TV broke. Don't buy a TV from Bernie's.
It's dialing again. Singular extent, I'm rolling here.
And me, I learned my lesson. Don't buy a TV from 7-Eleven.
Next to the Slurpees.
Wait. So, I think this is going to have to sum it up for our night.
Fuck, dude. Patsy's so
We're sorry that it was a shorter show. Well, it will be after I edit all this shit out. But, Kevin's not here, so we're missing our entire music section.
I'll talk about Audio Slave. Audio Slave's cool. The concert is on Tuesday. I'm going to it. Bye.
Oh, yeah, and Breaking Benjamin.
Fuck.
They were a good band until they made me go deaf in concert. And I went deaf, and I couldn't hear anything because I went deaf.
Breaking Benjamin.
They're so bad.
Oh,
they're breaking Benjamin's balls. Only Rob likes that. Only Rob should go to the concert.
Breaking
you guys
Benjamin.
Could all whack off on each other.
So this is it for this episode of Owned. We'll see you guys next week. We're going to do it on Fridays, but yesterday we couldn't do it. And today we don't have Kevin, so it kind of screwed things up. But next week we'll be back, and better than ever. So write to us at...
Better than ever.
dman321 at cox.net, COX.
That's D-Man at Cox.net.
And it's not spelled
Wait, it's
D-E.
Not D-Man. It's something else, right?
No,
yeah, D-Man. DMAN321 at Cox. Anyway, write to that number and, email address.
We need to know some Petty Frank phone calls or anyone.
We need
Frank
to get some of these Petty Frank phone calls. And pretty soon we're going to give away a prize to whoever gets
picked.
Yeah,
probably Delta Force Blackhawk Down because no one's going to play that.
All right, how about this?
Maybe some of your used games.
We're going to pick a random email each week. And if yours is picked twice. Then we'll send you a free something, all right?
Free. Keyword, free.
No, it's most likely going to be like a game that Dave doesn't play for the
Yeah,
PC.
It's probably going to be a game I don't play anymore, but it'll be good. So email
Maybe
to us.
Maybe Splinter Cell Pandora tomorrow. I think we should give that one away.
Yeah, that one's good.
Actually, I'll give away an Xbox 360. Shut up. All right, your email gets picked 500 times in a row.
All right, so that's this for this episode of Owned.
Why am I
retarded? See you guys later, and stay Jewish, all right? Stay Jewish.
Owned. Jewish. So I'll sing you guys a song.
The TV's like a...